Hey, DJ, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Oh, well. We're doing great. What did you do? What was your weekend like? What did you do over the weekend?
I just relaxed at home, got some work done, played with the kids, and that was it.
How much did you enjoy Maryland beating USC, and did you have anything riding on it with your quarterback?
Shoot, it was amazing to come back win at the end. And me and Caleb was texting back and forth all game when his guys was making plays, and then Maryland made plays. It was just a fun back and forth.
Do you I don't know, take advantage of any and make them wear a jersey? I mean, what do? You got to, even if you didn't have a pre-existing bet, that's too good an opportunity to let go.
Nah, I'm not going to make him wear a jersey or anything. Even though he's from that area, he should have went to Maryland, but that's for another day.
You know, take a step back, though, from a college football perspective. Did you watch some other games? And because the Big Ten is more unpredictable than ever. It's larger than ever. But you look at what's going on in the Big Ten, you can't figure things out. I mean, Maryland loses to Northwestern, for example. They come back and they beat USC, which played well against Penn State. And DJ is just crazy in that league.
Yeah, the Big Ten is definitely it got a lot going on right now. It's new teams from all across the country, and like it's difficult battles. But they gotta come play every Saturday, and us losing to Northwestern was something crazy.
Why Maryland? What brought you there? What was your impetus to go there? I know you're from Philly. Just curious as to was it the way they recruited you? Was there any particular reason you wanted to go to Maryland?
One was school, and then the way they recruited me, and then it was close enough where I can drive back and forth home during holidays.
Did you take Sunday to watch other games around the league? Did you take it away from football just to get away? Because it was a fascinating day in the NFC North.
Yeah, I watched some of the games. The one, it came down to field goals and interceptions and sacks at the end of the game. So I was like, dang, this league is real hard, and the Vikings aren't undefeated no more. So, I mean, NFC North is something to watch out for this year.
Yeah, I mean, about that, it's you guys get your bye week, right? You go to London, you win your third of three straight, you get a week off, and you come back, and all of a sudden, every team in the division has five wins, and you're looking up at them. I mean, that seems unfair. I felt bad for the Bears that everybody won.
Yeah, it was like... Dang, nobody wanted to lose this weekend, really. So it was like, I mean, it is what it is, but we still got this.
When you have time to watch other games or watch other players, is there anybody or any team that you like to check in on to keep track of?
Not really. I'm just watching the whole league in general, just watching good games. So that's what I really did.
How are you feeling physically? We talked to you after that game in London, and you've been getting beaten up a little bit this year. You've had a couple of minor kind of niggling little injuries. How are you feeling now? And did you get much treatment? Is there anything that you did last week at the building, or did you stay away?
I stayed away from the building just to take the ease off of football and just be family man and dad and in the house. So, now I was just relaxing to let the body heal the way that it heals.
So what is the plan this week in terms of your return to Hallis Hall today? Are you guys practicing? And when you have a weekend off like you did, how fully recharged do you feel as you get ready to go back to work?
I mean, you're going to have to ramp back up, but that's why we came in on Monday to do a few things, get the body moving, and so when we go back out there on Wednesday full speed, we'd be all good.
So we haven't talked to you since Cole Kmet became the special teams player of the week. I thought that was hilarious. kind of Cairo Santos kind of predicted it after the game. It's the first time a long snapper has ever won that particular award, and it was a guy that had to fill in as a long snapper. What was your take on that one?
Cole can do it all. Once I seen him out there, after he scored and went and snapped the ball, I was like, yeah, he's different today. He's doing it overseas too. So, I mean, it was amazing to watch.
So you mentioned the Vikings losing. That means the Lions beat them, and the Lions are very good wherever they play. Jared Goff's having an MVP-like season. You look at the Packers. The Packers were able to walk off the Texans at Lambeau, but that was a big game for them, a good opponent. DJ, when you look at this division being the toughest in football this year, I'm not sure how many people expected that to be the case, but it is. How do you assess how good you are compared to the other three teams in the division when you take a step back?
I mean, it's all a tight race, you know. With everybody, we all playing good football. They all playing good complementary football. So we just got to stay on that wavelength of just playing complementary football with each other as Bears, and just stay hungry and still go after that division, even though everybody is on the up right now.
So you came back from London. You were there for us. Regardless, last week, which we really appreciated. How long did it take you to get your body clock together? Did the jet lag hit you at all, or did you just sleep for a couple of days because you had the time?
Nah, my body was just regular. I would still wake up around 5:30, 6 o'clock every day, even when we got back. So the jet lag didn't have anything to really do with it.
How much do you know about the Commanders so far? They are a team that, as surprising as the Bears season may be to some people, the Commanders are another surprise in the NFC. Jaden Daniels comes down yesterday with a rib injury. You don't know his status, but that defense is playing at a pretty high level under Dan Quinn lately. And I know it's early, but do you know much about the team you're going to face next Sunday?
I know that I've seen them play yesterday. Their defense is flying around and making plays, so definitely looking forward to looking at more film on them and see how that goes.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of your teammates? I'm just curious if you know anything about Jaquan Brisker, if he's feeling better. Obviously, he couldn't go to London with the concussion. I'm just curious how he's doing a week after that trip.
I think he's doing good. He was on Twitter, 2 year play-by-play of the game. So I think he's doing good.
Do you have anything to add to if they ask you what can, as a self-scout, that's what coaches do in the bye week, and they say, what can we do better? What do we need to know more of? If they were to ask you about, okay, DJ, tell us what you think of this offense and how we can improve, where would you start?
Where would I start? Shoot. I don't know. That's a tricky question. When you self-scout, you looking at it as a one-by-one, but probably in our room, just being more available and open faster so we can get this thing going even better than what it already is.
I was talking to someone about Terry McLaurin, the Washington receiver, and he was saying that if you watch what they do when they're in 11, he always lines up on the right, or at least 90% of the time he lines up on the right. They have this formation they use where the quarterback tends to run right, the running back goes right, and they do a crossing pattern from the right to the left. Is that the sort of thing that people are looking at in a bye week? And do you like that idea of lining up on one side versus the other, or do you like to move around?
Teams do pick up on that, and I think our defense will probably have something for it or probably notice it. But that's something to pick up on when you straight watch a film on teams. And then just moving around is probably the best thing because they can't just hone in on you and push the coverage over to you if you're on one side.
You know, DJ, this week you know how it works. There will be a lot of comparisons between Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams and maybe the pre-draft process. So when you go back to last late winter, early spring, as the Bears were evaluating the draft class of quarterbacks, just curious, how involved or did you get involved at all? Did they ask you to look at tape of any of the quarterbacks? Did you offer your opinions on guys comparing and contrasting the quarterbacks available?
Nah, I kind of already knew taking Caleb, and I had seen film on him, and once I got to meet him in person for the first time, I mean, you can't not like the guy, so I was fine with who was taking that one for a long time.
How surprised were you, or have you been, that Jaden Daniels has had such early success?
I'm not surprised because I think Kyler Murray would – Cliff Kingsbury yep. had the same like type success when they first got together, so it was it was bound to happen.
Have you watched much tape of them yet?
No, not yet. Just a little bit of the corners and how they're playing. They're playing real good, so not as a defense as a whole.
You know, their offense has been described, and I don't know if this is necessarily a compliment, but sometimes the Commanders' offense under Cliff Kingsbury, run by Jaden Daniels, has been described as more of a college offense, and that's why he's had maybe more success early on because he's been less to learn, whereas in contrast, maybe Caleb has had more of sophisticated pro-style offense to grasp. Is there any validity to that, do you think? Do you look at that? I know you probably not studied them as much, but do you understand what people are trying to say when they make that comparison?
Yeah, because you can see his success and everything going so smoothly. They might be like not a dumbed down version of the NFL, like maybe a college style. But on the flip side, we got a nice, healthy NFL playbook on this side. So it definitely takes time to digest and get it to where you like it.
Do you feel that, you know, we've talked about this idea that he's been improving, that your offense has gotten better, that the, you know, introduction of the first 15, although there were elements of that early, has helped all of you guys kind of study and work on what you're doing. Do you feel improvement as the season has gone on?
Yeah, because it makes everybody hone in onto what's going on, game to game, drive to drive, play to play. Like, you know exactly what the details are on each play that you have that's coming up next. So you know that I got to get this job done.
So, DJ, last week was a huge one in the NFL for wide receivers. Devontae Adams on the move to the Jets, big trade. Amari Cooper goes to the Bills, another big deal. Both those guys played yesterday and contributed to their team's offensive production. As a receiver, a guy in those roles as the number one wide receiver on his respective team, how hard is it to change teams midweek, midseason, and still learn the offense enough to make a contribution on the following Sunday?
I don't want to say it's too hard, but it's hard enough because, you know, they're going to have the packages for you where you can get the ball, but you still want to know everything else that's going on around you to benefit the team and help win.
Is it significantly different now that you've done that this year? In other words, you know, you had the off season to kind of learn the new offense, but you've been deployed differently. We talked about some of the decoy stuff earlier on in the year. Is it evolving a little bit, your role, and how different is it just coming in 1 week versus, you know, you've gone through a lot of systems in your time in the NFL?
I mean, every game it changes. Like every year, I had to do something different. Whether it was a deep thread, intermediate, short, and just catch and runs. This year, it's like I feel like it's going game to game what I can do. So I think it's all on display.
When you see as many trades as took place last week, 3 weeks before the deadline, there were four deals that were done. Does that get the attention of players in a locker room? Do people start to wonder? How is that received? Because you don't typically see a lot of activity. I guess it's been more in recent years, but the NFL trade deadline isn't like other sports.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody talking about trades in the locker room or anything, or anybody being traded on our team, so I'm not too worried about it for anybody.
If you could make one trade, who would you get rid of? I'm kidding.
Nobody.
I'm just kidding. But it's funny because there is that sense around some other sports that guys are there temporarily. With the NFL, because they've moved the trade deadline a couple of times now, it's more likely that teams are going to make a move of some kind. Usually because someone's gotten hurt, because you've lost something you thought you were going to have as a team.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. If somebody goes down, then you go to see the next best available, or try to see who's next best available and make a trade for them. And that can happen.
I was very curious about how you were watching Sunday Night Football with the Steelers and the Jets. No team had ever made a quarterback change when they were 4-2, and yet Justin Fields goes to the sideline. Russell Wilson takes over. Took him a little while to get going, but he did get going, and the Steelers prevailed. What did you think about that move and what it meant to their season?
I didn't really watch the game, so I don't even know the ending score. And that's a coach's decision to put a new quarterback in, 4-2, even though they was winning. It might not have been pretty winning, but they was winning, and I think that's what he wanted to see, like a pretty win to really make the decision.
So the bye week coming as early as it did, now you got just the rest of your season, right? You kind of know now that you're heading back to work, and it's just going to be week in, week out, all the way to the rest of the year. Do you like that?
No, I don't like that.
You'd like that later in the year?
Yeah, later in the year is better because you can really, that's when you know the aches and pains are there. And then you like, ooh, we got that bye week. And then you really feel rejuvenated and can go out there and play your best football at the end of the year.
Well, you're probably going to get to two byes when you finally go to 18 games, which could be quicker than anyone wants.
but still, that's going to be hurtful too.
But don't you have some veteran days off accumulated? Don't you get like Wednesdays off, CJ?
He's not
me?
Mercedes yeah. Lewis.
Yeah, no, I'm not there yet.
Okay, you're not there yet? What do you have to do to get there?
I think you got to be like 13 plus to get that.
Okay.
You start dictating when your days off are, yeah, you got to be like 13 plus.
Great stuff, DJ. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you. Have fun against Washington.
Thanks, pal. DJ.
Thank you all.
That is DJ Moore. That's hilarious.